Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker. I'm a businesswoman, author, and speaker. Tonight we're going to talk about love from the soul. What does that mean? It's love is in the air. It's Valentine's Day in a couple of days, and people are all excited about the possibilities of a date and romance and flowers and engagement and all that. But we're going to pull back some layers tonight, and we have my co-host with me, Shirley Carter. Shirley, you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everyone. I am also an entrepreneur, author, and a motivational speaker as well. Thank you for joining us tonight, and I'm excited about tonight's show. So stay tuned.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a hot show tonight. Also, I have Jacqueline Hazel. Jacqueline, are you there?
I am. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Give me a little more volume.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Okay, you sound kind of far away. I need some
clarity.
Okay,
can you hear me
here.
Now? Hello, you hear me?
Okay. Yes, Jacqueline, we're live on the air. She's president of Supreme Esteem, Inc., and I see you have an event coming up February 14th with this Valentine's Day. Can you tell us a little bit about that event you have in Miami, Florida?
Yes, we're very excited. This is the 11th Annual International Day of Forgiveness, and it's held on Valentine's Day, Thursday, February the 14th. I figure what better day to celebrate and recognize forgiveness than on Valentine's Day, because after all, forgiveness is a byproduct of love. This event will take place at the First Church of North Miami Congregational United Church of Christ, where the Reverend Harvey Lockhart is the minister. The address is 1200 Northeast 135th Street, North Miami, and we're looking forward to having everyone there. It is free and open to the public, and it begins at 6 p.m., and refreshments will be served.
Okay, and how can they reach you if they want to attend, if they can't find the address? How can they reach you?
Okay, they can call me at 305-801-8100, or they can look on my website at www.SupremeEsteemIncorporated.com.
Okay, now tell us about Supreme Esteem. How did you find that organization, and what exactly is Supreme Esteem?
Okay. Supreme Esteem Incorporated is a speaking firm. The reason why I chose Supreme Esteem, because I believe that there's a greater energy, a greater power that's in each and every one of us, that when we listen to that, it gives us direction as to what to do, how to do it, and who to talk to. And I believe that that energy is what draws people in our life that will help us along the way if we allow it to.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting, Shirley.
Hello?
Okay.
I'm sorry, my volume was going in and out. So your corporation is dealing with forgiveness and
forgiveness and relationship, that's one of several topics that I do, but forgiveness is my niche. And I believe that one of the reasons why we cannot get from point A to B, more or less from A to Z, is because we're still holding on to pains of the past, what mama did or did not do, what daddy did or did not do, my husband, my wife, all of that stuff keeps us from living life to the fullest. And so I have committed myself to making sure that I take every opportunity to tell people about the power of forgiveness. It's about you. It's about you being able to be free.
I wrote a book, Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future. And I wrote that book because, you know, a lot of times you go through situations in your life and you've shifted. And one of the greatest things is forgiving yourself. I had the hardest time forgiving myself for the years I invested in the marriage.
Yes, I understand it.
Over it. It was like, okay, because when you're in the midst of drama and trauma in your life, the time goes so quickly. It's like when you wake up, it's like all these years have passed by and you wonder where time has went. Even when you're in a blissful relationship and someone that you've been with all your life, you know, most of your life passes away, and it's like it's you've been there, you know, it seemed like just yesterday. I was talking to my mom last week, and I was asking her, I was like, so how you doing? She said, I feel good. And she was like, you know, I don't feel like I'm the age I am, 69. She said, I don't feel like I'm that way. I feel like I'm in my teens some days, and some days my body moves a little slow. And but for the most part, I feel good. And that's how it is with time. That's how it is with love. And also that's how it is for unforgiveness. Sometimes when you go through situations with someone that's been very traumatizing to you, it does have an effect on you where it stops you from becoming and being who you need to be. I hear a lot of ruffling and mangling of papers or something. So if someone could, you know, kind of calm down on that so I can hear. But it is a distraction in relationships when you're trying to forge to the next level and go on into another relationship. Now, Shirley has written a book, and we talked about this book last week extensively, Inside the Mind of a Woman and the Soul of a Man. Shirley, you have any insights you want to share as it relates to the information in your book and what Hazel has said?
Because I'm here. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, because one of the things that in one of the chapter I talk about being able to forgive yourself before you can even move into a relationship, because you have to forgive yourself of your past, of the past relationship, and some of the things that you did in the past. In order to build a healthy relationship, you got to start with yourself by forgiving yourself and forgiving others. Because without that forgiveness, then you're unable to move forward. You're allowing your past to control you. And it's so true what you said, Val. Before you know it, years have passed, and you're still holding this unforgiveness in you where it leads to unhappiness, and you're not whole. So in order for you to be a whole person, a loving person, you have to forgive. And start there. You can't even build anything without that.
Well, one of the things
you understand what I'm saying, Val, and when I talk about that unforgiveness and being able to forgive to move forward.
One of the things that I think is very important is that people do not allow themselves to heal before they go into another relationship, too. They get into that and they hold the present person that they're dating or getting ready to marry for something that happened in a previous relationship. And in order for there to be a cleansing and a forgiveness, you must first release the pains of the past. You must first release what has happened so you can give yourself an opportunity to enjoy this now moment. A lot of people think that when you forgive, it's a sign of weakness, but that's not it. Mahatma Gandhi says, the weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is an attribute of the strong.
Okay. Yes. Yes. And I love when you talk about how, that, you know, in order how they bring that past into the current relationship and try to make it work. That's another thing that I discussed about how you take a piece of that relationship from the past, you try to blend it into the new relationship, and then you find yourself mixing the two together, as I stated in the book about how you take glue from an old relationship, trying to piece this one together, to glue the pieces together to make it whole, and then before you know it, you don't even know who you are because you've taken all these different pieces and trying to make one to make a relationship with another person, and even holding them accountable for some of the action that happened in the past. Men and women both do it. They get in a new relationship, and one little thing that reminds them of their past relationship, it could be something very simple, and the mind begin to take them on this journey, and before you know it, they have destroyed a good relationship because they can't see through it. For, as I say, looking at the forest, you can't see the trees for looking at the, you know, you can't see the forest for looking at the trees. because you got all this stuff jumbled up, and you're trying to make a healthy relationship, and you're nowhere near it because you got all this baggage that you're carrying in from the last relationship, and expecting that person that you get in that relationship to understand you and love you as you are when you don't even know who you are.
Exactly. And it's very difficult. It's unfair
to
that other
person.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay,
well,
I'm going to have to facilitate this so we won't over talk, so that we can hear each comment clearly. So and when you were saying this, Shirley, regarding the forgiving and bringing things into another relationship, how do you feel is the best way to handle something as that, you know, the forgiveness and the transitioning on? Because one of the things I have discovered in my journey of life is the simple fact that a lot of times you don't even realize that you're carrying emotions into another relationship until it's actually, you're actually in that next relationship, and then that person says to you, where is this coming from? I didn't do anything. What is it? And then what happens is you actually trigger, something triggers you that happened in that previous relationship. So what do you say in regards to that, Shirley?
Well, one of the things, that's why I talk about getting to know who you are, because a lot of times people go into another relationship blindsided. They really don't know who they are. They have not come to a full understanding that I am who I am, I have my faults, and accepted them, and that forgiveness. All of that still plays into the hand. That shows that you have not taken the time. If you go into a relationship with all this stuff and then you realize something happened, go, oh, my God, that you have not taken the time to heal from a previous relationship, to forgive, forgive yourself, forgive that person, and taking some time and really do an assessment, an inventory on your life before you try to move into another one. This, it doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out process. I'm not saying you need years and years apart or out of a relationship before you go into another one, but we need to be realistic. Don't jump out of one relationship into another, because what have we learned? There's something to learn in every relationship that we go through. There's a lesson in it, but are we taking the time to sit back and exhale? Okay, right. What happened? Where did it go wrong? Where did it go right? What did I learn from it? Am I repeating the same habit? What am I doing? Okay, why am I attracted to this type of person? If it becomes a situation where you keep getting the same type of man or the same type of woman, there's something within each one of us that draws us to another person of the same caliber. But what are we learning? You know, if it didn't work the last time, what makes us think it's going to work again? Why? Sometimes we go into these relationships thinking that we can change someone. So to answer your question, you have to know who you are first before you move to that relationship.
Okay, that is one process. Now, Jacqueline, being that this is something you started doing annually and this is something you work with on a consistent basis, can you give some action steps, a process in which, because forgiveness is a process,
yes.
Can you give some action steps into how some of our listening audience can begin to forgive?
Well, one of the things I think is very important is you first got to recognize that you have a forgiveness issue. Several times people don't even think that it's them. You know, there's an old spiritual say, it's me, oh Lord. But more times than few, they don't think that they have the issue or they have a problem, it's the other person. So the first step is to recognize, I have a forgiveness issue. I got to do something about it. The next step is to look at what is going on with this person or this situation. What part did I play? What could I have done differently? Because we cannot change other people. We can only change ourselves and what we can do. Then after we look at that and see, okay, what could I have done differently, then the next step is to take a deep breath, and if it's an individual, you visualize this individual, and you say to yourself, I forgive myself for all the mistakes that I've made, and I'll release whoever that person is, put their name in there, to their highest good. I am free, and they are free. And it, and like you say, it's a process. Now, this is not magic. It doesn't mean that it goes away right then and there. But the whole thing about forgiveness is not that you don't remember that the thing happened to you. It's that you don't let whatever happened to you stop you from living a joyous life, whatever it is. And in order for you to do that, like you say, there are the steps. You first got to recognize there's something to forgive, look at the situation and the person, and then you can actually say, okay, I'm ready to forgive myself for all mistakes that I've made, and I'm ready to release and forgive you for all mistakes that you have made. I am free, and you are free. And this is, and like I said, it's over and over and over again. Some people write a letter. They write a letter to the person who they feel have hurt them, telling them, this is what you've done, this is how I felt about it, and I'm ready to let it go. Okay? Some people visualize the person sitting in the chair in front of them. Put two chairs in the living room, and you're actually talking to this person, letting them know, this is what you did, this is how I felt about it, but I'm now ready to let you go. I forgive you. Because some of the people that we need to forgive, they have passed on. They're not even in our lives anymore. So we need to have something that we can use and hold on to, that we can still get this off our chest, that we can still release it, because it's like a cancer that eats in our stomach when we do not forgive. An unforgiving heart is like you taking poison and waiting for the other person to die. That's just how serious it is. So those are the steps that I would consider as far as getting at least a start, a beginning into forgiveness.
Now, Jacqueline, what is it that you're hoping to accomplish by doing your International Day of Forgiveness that's going to be at the First Church of North Miami Congregational United Church of Christ? That's a long name.
Yes, yes, it is. Well,
what is it that you're trying to accomplish, and how long have you been doing this, and what have been the results of this event?
This is the 11th year that we have done this International Day of Forgiveness. This is the one event, one of the few events that I give that's free, because I want people to know that it's okay. You're not the only one. So when they walk into this venue, regardless of whether it's at a church or I've done it at universities as well as other organizations, everybody in that room has some type of forgiveness issue. Now, we're not going to get up and talk about it, but at least you're in a safe space. My goal is to at least plant the seed, because somebody may have drugged you there and you really didn't want to come, but they said you got to go. So I want to plant the seed for you to consider forgiving yourself or someone else. And then the beauty of the program, after all the singing is done, after I have done given a talk about why forgiveness is important, what forgiveness is, and how do you forgive, giving each and every person an opportunity to write down what they would like to forgive themselves for and someone else for. They're not going to share it. And actually seeing them go up to a paper shredder and putting it in there. And as they're putting their cards with have the written notes of what they want to forgive themselves or someone else for, I Surrender All is playing in the background. Give it up. Let it go. So it's a symbolizing that you're through with that. That's the beginning. You're through with that. So that's what I would like to accomplish. That, to me, is the most beautiful sight, that when all is said and done, they get the message, and they're willing to try. And there are a line of people that's waiting to put their particular card and their issue in the shredder, symbolizing that it's over. That's what I would like to accomplish.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, Shirley, last week, you spoke on, we were talking about relationships, and we had one of the callers say that it was so liberating when you said, and he said all he wanted was an apology. In the midst of all that went on, he said he would have been able to endure, go through much better had there been an apology, just a simple, I'm sorry, when they were wrong.
Yes. Because, you know, he, because of that, not getting that apology, I felt like the caller, from what he said, was that he has been holding on. It's almost like he's still waiting for that apology. That is hard for him to move forward in another relationship. But I pray that after the call, you know, that after he got off the phone, that he was able to forgive himself for holding out and holding on, because it is putting him in a situation where it's hard for him to move forward in any other relationship, because he feels like he's given his all in all, and then there's nothing that he has left to give as far as relationship goes. But with that being said, and understanding the steps of forgiveness, I hope he's listening tonight, that he starts with that. Because as I said before, men, they come from the soul. They feel from the soul. They give from the soul. When they're in a relationship and they care about someone, it's from their soul. They give their all. And that's why with the forgiveness and unforgiveness, that's why it's such a breakdown of a man, that it makes him vulnerable, weak, and even though he's strong in strength, but he does not like to display that side of weakness. So what a lot of men become is they become withdrawn. They become the shield of another person and not a whole person anymore. So with all of that being, and you're going into a relationship with someone, especially a man that has not forgiven, it's very hard to build a relationship with a man that has not forgiven. Now, I find that with women, even though we may not have forgiven, but we tend to be more open and more trusting, but still guarded, but trusting of a man in a relationship, and we go in for that feeling of wanted and needed, oh, he needs me. Well, that man may not display that anymore because of unforgiveness and because of the fact that he was never forgiven by someone else for what he may have done in the relationship. And that simple, I'm sorry. And that would, you know, we talked about that last week. I guess my point would be at this, how do one get that from someone? How do you propose that they would do that, say, after they've forgiven themselves, express, I'm sorry, to another person?
You're asking me?
No, I'm sorry, Val. No, I'm asking our guest. Because she's dealing with the forgiveness, and after 11 years, is that a
Jacqueline? Are you
a
there?
Topic that is, you know, covered, Jacqueline?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
But you're coming in and out. You're fading in and out. Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes.
I can hear you.
I actually had muted you until Shirley asked the question because I kept hearing a lot of outside noise.
Yes, and I'm in a quiet place, so I don't know what's happening, but it's really, it's fading in and out, so I didn't hear the question. So
okay.
What was the question
I'm sorry. It must be the connection.
Shirley, repeat the question.
I'm repeating it. The question that I asked is that dealing with forgiveness, and with the caller that we had last week, he was talking about all he needed was I'm sorry. During that forgiveness session that you have, is there anything in there where that person asks for or approach another person and say, you know, I was wrong? Or is it just a forgiveness, like you said, you know, the letter, the tear, and forgiving themselves? How do one go through the forgiveness part and then go to the person and say, you know, I was wrong, I'm sorry?
Wow. Well, now, this is where, and I won't apologize for this. I'm going to say this is where a lot of prayer takes place, because you got to be strong. You got to be strong to be able to do it. Mm-hmm. When you get to a point that you're ready to go to another person and say, look, please forgive me, I was wrong, you have to be ready to accept the fact that they may not forgive you. And in order to do that, I say you got to be prayed up, okay? You got to be strong. And it takes, again, it takes a strong person, number one, to go to someone and say, you know, I messed up. I blew it. Would you please forgive me? And, again, when you go and ask somebody for forgiveness, be ready because they may say no. And at that point, I say to the caller from last week and anyone else that does that, you have done your part. Once you have done your part and asked for forgiveness and that person says no, then that's time to release it. You've done your part. Because you cannot change, again, right. I'll say it over and over again, you can't change other people. And it's on them. At that point,
it's
on the other person, not on you. You've done what you've done your part.
You know, one of the things I said earlier in the show was that I had the hardest time forgiving myself for enduring and going through as long as I went through in the marriage that was a turbulent one. And but, you know, I always tell people no man can buy back their past. You can't redeem. And the only thing you can do is move forward. But, you know, we always want somebody to pay that emotional core inside of us is always hindering and blocking us, saying, ah, you woulda, coulda, shoulda, and what you coulda did differently. But I say, unless we release it, release ourselves so that we can move on, then we can truly go on and love from the soul, which is basically what the topic is about, loving from the soul. So, see, once we love ourselves, forgive ourselves, then we have the liberty and freedom of loving someone else. And I recommend strongly, just because you feel an attraction to someone, just because a person shows interest in you, if you know within yourself that you're not willing to forge a relationship and not use it as a stomping ground or use it as a weapon to get back at that other person, then you've got to stay alone until you finish going through the process, because forgiveness is a process. It's not something that you're going to get over overnight. I mean, I've been divorced 17 years now, and I find myself sometimes it depends on what situation I'm in, that it brings back flashbacks, but I have to learn how to process that where I don't make that individual that's standing before me now pay for what was done previously. It's a cleansing, it's a purging, it's like being reborn and learning how to walk and talk all over again. And you don't really know sometimes what you haven't forgiven until something that symbolizes what you went through comes before you again, and then you'd be like, wow, I remember when. We've got to get that core out of and at the back of the head, I remember when, because also it hinders people from going into future relationships where they don't even want to bother in a relationship because of the fact that don't want to go through the drama. Suppose it's drama like the last time. I was talking to a dear friend of mine, and he was basically saying the same thing, that, you know, everything was cool and everything was fine during the dating process, but then as soon as I said I do, then the rules of engagement changed. Then the real person came out, and Shirley, last week you alluded to the fact that, because I said people are chameleons, they'll be and act just the way you want them to act, and then after they feel they have you on lockdown, then that chameleon changes back to the reality of who they are. You want to elaborate on that, Shirley?
Yes, you know, I still say that chameleon is always there, but a chameleon will show who he is at some point in time. It's just that we, being in a relationship with someone, we need to pay attention. We need to listen, because that person, you know, is going to tell you who they are. It's just that sometimes we get so consumed with how that person makes us feel that we tend to have a blind ear or a closed ear to who they are, a blind eye and a closed ear to who they really are. So because a chameleon will show you his true colors, but you have to be paying attention to pick them up. And then when that person tells you who they are, you better believe them. That is who they are. Do not make excuses for them about, oh, they're just acting like that today, or, you know, maybe they had a bad day. No, they cannot just keep who their, you know, their true self from you always, all the time. A person's true self will come out if you pay attention and listen with an open mind. Don't be closed mind to it and get so consumed with how she makes me feel good or he makes me feel good that you miss it. Because you will regret it if you don't pay attention. Then that's when we come into these relationships with people who haven't forgiven themselves because they felt like, man, I got used again. I got played again. Why? Because you was closed-minded and you did not really want to see who you really had in your life. So I can't stress that enough to communicate with someone and pay attention when they talk. And when I say communicate, I mean talk, not text, not email. I mean talk to a person because you will lose a message in a text and you'll lose it in an email. So if you can talk to them, you're going to hear different tones. You're going to hear, you know, the way they deliver to you. Now, some people say, I'm not a good talker. Oh, you can communicate. But there's a way you communicate and how you communicate with the person. If you're with someone and they can never look you in the eye, they're always dancing their eyes around whenever they're talking to you, you better believe they are not being totally 100 with you.
Well, suppose they got
to learn the sign. Baby, you still got one good eye.
Hey, they may have a trick eye.
Sometimes.
And then some people, Shirley, you know, they feel uncomfortable looking at someone, you know, directly. Because I get uncomfortable if I'm looking at a guy and he's looking at me. I feel uncomfortable sometimes because I'm like, okay, what you thinking? You know, and I'll look away. So that's not always a good way to tell.
Yes, it is. But, you know, if you're not trying to have a relationship with someone, but if you're serious about getting into a serious relationship, you better learn how to look at them. And learn how to communicate with them because getting to know someone, if you're not comfortable enough to look at them, then you're not going to be a good person to be in a relationship with them because if it's out of your comfort zone, then you're reaching. If you're uncomfortable in being around them, you cannot look at them and talk to them, then you need to look at yourself and say, is this really where I want to go?
No, I'm not talking But I'm
Am
not talking
I?
About being uncomfortable in a bad way. I'm feeling being uncomfortable in kind of like a giddy butterfly way
where you get kind of bashful.
You know, I'm talking about that
way. You're flirting. But see, we're talking about getting in a relationship with someone. There's a difference. You could be in a
flirting relationship.
You know, you flirt. Yeah, you flirt first, but in that flirt, somewhere along that flirt line, you're going to either decide if you want to take this further with this person or it's just a flirt. So I wouldn't even worry about it, not looking them in the eye. If it's just a flirt, you're just flirting with them. But if it's somebody I'm considering having a relationship with, you better believe I better be able to be comfortable enough around him to look at him.
Shirley,
if I'm uncomfortable...
Where can we find your book?
They can find my book at ShirleyMCarter.com, or you can go to smashwords.com or barnesandnoble.com, or you can just Google or do a Yahoo search. You can put my name in, Shirley M. Carter, The title of the book, again, is Inside the Mind of a Woman and the Soul of a Man. You can even type it in.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. I have a few hands up. Hold on for me. Caller ending 2230, you're live.
Yes, Belle and Shirley, how are you both doing?
Captain Mark, how are you?
Wonderful, Captain Mark.
Yes, this is Captain Mark in the live, for sure. I've been listening, and I have to tell you all, in no uncertain terms, that you ladies are just a bit too tense. You're taking this far too serious, to the extreme is what I think I should tell you that you're taking this to. And the reason that I say that is because you're talking about the relationships and looking for the relationships and all of the litmus tests that you have to do to see if it's a real relationship or not. Why don't you just take it easy and have an experience with somebody? Why do you have to get all deep about it? Just have an experience with somebody and enjoy the moment. Once you do that, you can enjoy a few moments and string them together, a few different experiences, and it can develop into a relationship. At some point, you're going to take a look, and the bell's going to go off, and it's like magic. That's when you know it's a relationship. That's when you know that both of you are happy and you got something. But if you're doing it all calculated, like you ladies are talking about, and, you know, I'm going to read your book, Shirley. I'm going to do it because I'm into this relationship. But you know, if you're doing it all calculated and all and pre-planned and wondering, and like you're talking about, looking in somebody's eyes if their eyes are drifting, well, sometimes you're telling a lie, sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're stretching the truth, sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're trying to impress the other one, and sometimes you're not. The whole thing is it's just enjoy the moment. String those good relationships, those good moments together, and that will make a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my story.
I'm going to reply to that. Captain Mark.
Yes, Shirley.
Are you there?
Okay. Oh, I'm here.
What we're talking about is we're talking about building a relationship. You know, we're not talking about the part where we're meeting. We talked a little about the meeting and the flirting and all of that. All of that comes into the relationship. But where we're at in the relationship, I'm not sure if you listened to the whole show or if you missed last week's show. What we're talking about, this is a continuation, and you're coming in on the part where we're talking about if you're already in the relationship and these things are happening. And as far as, like, learning to forgive and forgive yourself, you're moving from one relationship to another one. And we sometimes, men and women, bring so much baggage that we can't even begin to build a healthy relationship. We do all understand about being in a relationship, enjoying the moment, enjoying the flirtiness, and enjoying each other. That's a given. But what we want to do is start building more healthier relationship, not bringing our baggage from our last one and making the current person pay for it for something that they did not do. This is what we're dealing with. Learning
okay,
to forgive ourselves and
I did listen to the show from the beginning, and I do understand
okay.
where you're coming from about bringing the baggage from the old relationship, but everybody's carrying some type of baggage. You know, the whole thing is it doesn't work, you have to just give of yourself and let go. The bottom line is if it doesn't work, then have enough courage to get in the middle of the street and say next. To the top of your voice, because there's always someone else. You don't have to try and and mold them like a piece of clay. Nobody's going to be perfect. Valerie and I talked about it before. I think we were talking about the 80% rule, where if you got somebody and 80% of them are okay, 80% of their personality and what they do is okay, but 20% you just can live without, you can kill them about. You know, I can tell you like it is. If you can put up with 80%, then you're doing good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find
I agree
anybody
with you on that. I like the 80-20 rule.
Sure, because if you mess around and play hard to get and trying to be so selective, you might not get gotten. Hello?
That's kind of cold. That's kind of cold, Captain Mark.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, but that is the way it is. You know, some men might be bodacious and say, like, it's a player's world. I don't make the rules. I just play by them. But the fact that the world is as it is. And I'm not looking for anybody perfect. And you better not look for perfect out of me. You know, just enjoy the moment. Enjoy the movie. Enjoy the dinner. Enjoy the experience. And try and string a few of those episodes together so that you can call it a relationship. At some point, you'll know the bells will go off. It's worse than drugs, I'm telling you. when you realize that you're in love.
Love
is
a wonderful thing, Captain Mark. Love is a wonderful thing. But one thing I still believe in the fact that if we do not have that communication in that relationship, it is not going to work. It's not going to last. Because you cannot read another person's mind. You cannot make another person responsible for something from your past. Because, you know, that destroys another person. So we still have to communicate. I strongly believe that is a part of the problem in a lot of our relationship. We don't talk. We expect the other person to know what we want and what we need. And even some point, some people expect that other person to make them happy all the time. And that's not going to happen. So, yes, enjoy the moment. Enjoy the lunches, the dinner, the movie. Of course, that's all a part of it. But if you're with someone that's not into those things with you, and they just do a couple movies and a couple dinners and everything, you're really not going to build a relationship with them because it's only for that moment. We're dealing with the fact that we're getting older. When does the moment become more permanent and something that we can look forward to in our golden age instead of, you know, going from one relationship to another one? Get a feel-good moment for this and this? Okay, when those feelings run out, then I move to the next one? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, I went to, but you got to put enough of those feel-good moments together in order to make a relationship of any type. So you got to take a chance to lose. You'll never be able to win if you don't take a chance to lose.
Yes, you do. Life is about chances. It is. I'm not saying that you should not take a chance. Only thing I'm saying is that if you want a healthy, lifelong relationship, someone that you can grow old in your golden years with, there are some basic things that you're going to have to do. You cannot just keep going on a feel-good moment.
Yeah, but where are you going to draw the line? Next year we'll be talking about checking the credit score. And all the rest of the stuff.
Wait a minute. Excuse me, Captain Mark, but I think that's an excellent idea, the credit score thing, especially if you're getting into a serious relationship with someone. So I have to say amen on that one. Yes, check the credit score. And an AIDS test and all the above, all the testing and stuff like that, because you can't be too careful.
Okay. Okay, I'll have to accept that.
Thank you,
so much. You got to know where to draw the line. Thank you so much for allowing me on the show this evening.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Mm-hmm.
Jacqueline, you're live. You have any comments
regarding
the call?
Well, I understand what he's saying to take a chance and don't be too harsh, but I still say when it comes to forgiveness, if you're walking into a relationship, whether you're looking for a permanent one or just having fun, if you got issues, then you're not going to get the best out of that moment. If you're still walking around saying, you know, men are this or women are that, and you are holding on to hurt feelings and stuff, you're not. How can you enjoy it to the fullest? I don't see how that can happen. I believe in the power of forgiveness, and I believe that relationships are even with your family members. There are some people that don't even go to the family reunion because of stuff that happened 10 or 15 years ago. So you're really not enjoying. You're really not taking part of life. You won't go to a particular area because it reminds you of something that happened before. There are things that we must be willing to clear up within our own soul so that we can enjoy life. And I think it's important. I think that it is important, as Shirley was saying, to communicate. But you can't communicate with another person if you don't know yourself. To thy own self be true.
Amen.
Okay. Hold on. Caller holding 2175, you're live.
Hi, everybody. This is Marie. I am so happy to hear the comments that I've heard. And I like all of them, but I like the captains much better. But anyway, with
yeah,
the marriage that I'm in, we're separated. Huh?
Yes, we do like male
Hello?
Perspective on things. We do like the men's perspective since we're talking to them.
Of course. But, I mean, he pointed out a lot of good points. Because we can't be too serious about, you know, a lot of things because, we're older now, you know, and we're wiser, for one thing, you know. So people can't just fool us unless we just let them a lot of times, you know, because like the marriage that I'm in, I knew what I was really getting in, but I thought it might be a little better, you know, but it got worse and it got worse, you know, even marrying him, it got worse. But the thing is that 9 times out of 10, you would know exactly who you're marrying and who you're with. The point is you try to cover it up. That's the thing. You try to cover all this stuff up. And then as you try to cover it up, you got to keep covering and keep covering until it runs out, the cover runs out. And then you don't have anything then, you know. So now, you know, it bursts out. But the thing is that we have to be ourselves. And we have to let the other person be their self too. And one lady was telling me that within 8 months you can always know that this man, you know, or this woman, you would know that person because they got to come out within 8 months. But I haven't seen that yet. But anyway, I just like to share as to where that my experience, and I know I knew what I was getting in, but I didn't know it was going to get worse and worse, you know, and I couldn't take the cover off. But thank you so much for letting me share that, and I thank you all for everything that you have shared.
Thank you so much. Okay, I'm trying to answer. Shirley?
Yes.
You have a response to Marie?
Well, you know, when Marie was saying that as far as knowing who she married, that was a, you know, so she made a conscious decision to marry this person. And this is one of the things I talk about is that when a person tells you who they are, don't expect to change them and do not go into it expecting that things is going to get better because they don't. She just, her statement, what she just said, just confirmed what I did write in my book about relationships, that when you go into one and you see a person, you know who they are, and but you feel like, okay, I like the way this person makes me feel. I love him, and I feel that our love is going to be strong enough to change him to be more of who I think he should be or who I want him to be in my life. And it never works. And I've heard it so many times that how so many women and men thought that maybe they could, you know, something in them would bring out this other person that they feel that they see inside that person and would be that perfect, not perfect, but that ideal mate, that ideal partner, that, you know, the love would grow and so many other things would go so fine with it. But I can't stress that enough, feel the communication. I understand what Captain Mark was saying, go with the feel-good moment. And even though we are older, some of us be able to say one day that we can just sit back and relax or travel with that special person in our life for the rest of our lives, not to the point when we're getting older and we find out that we're alone as we get into our golden years. We're still alone because with the choices that we made along the way as far as only dealing with the feel-good people and then moving from person to person, then when you run out of people to move on to, then what do? You've left a trail behind you that you look back over and you go, why did I waste that time with them? Life is so precious. And I'm not saying to be rigid or anything about your relationship or, as Captain Mark stated, draw that hardcore line, but we got to get to a point in time, we're grown folks. Most of us on this call is over 40. A lot of us is over 50. We're in the 50s club, and some are in the 60s club. It comes a point in time when we have to look at our lives and say, is it time to be a grown-up, or am I still trying to be 19, 20, 25, when you're experimenting in life and enjoying all those different little moments? Now we want to enjoy them, but we want to keep them around, not just jump out of one relationship into another. And that's my take on it.
Well, I know we've certainly had a full show and covered a lot of bases regarding relationships. And Jacqueline, you have any closing remarks?
Yes. First, I want to thank you very much for letting me be a part of this, and I appreciate speaking with you one-on-one, Shirley. That's been an excellent show. Again, I want to invite everybody to come out on Valentine's Day to the First Church of North Miami Congregational United Church of Christ. You're right, that's a mouthful, where the Reverend Harvey Lockhart is the pastor, and that's 1200 Northeast 135th Street, North Miami. And our theme is Let Go, Grow, Forgive. If you have any questions, please give me a call, 305-801-8100. The observance will begin at 6 p.m. This is a free event. It's free and open to the public, and refreshments will be served. And remember, I am the Forgiveness Forecast Announcer. And I look forward
Thank
to seeing you Thursday night.
And what is your website?
It's www.supremeesteem.com. And I want to remind everybody to weather the storms in your life just by forgiving yourself, others, and the world.
Thank you so much, Jacqueline. Well, Shirley, it looks like your book has gotten a lot of play once again, and Captain Mark has said that he is going to purchase your book. I said, you know, and I think him for chiming in, and then the men that called in last week, I appreciate you, and I salute you for being great men and sensitive and wanting to know more about, you know, the female species as we are wanting to learn more about the male seed. And Shirley, I appreciate you and salute you for writing this book because it covers a broad range of emotions, relationships, situations, scenarios, and I think it caters to both sides, the mind of a woman and the soul of a man. And, you know, we've lived, we're women of a certain age, so we've experienced some things, and I thank you so much for putting it in that book. And those of you who are listening can get it from her website, ShirleyMCarter.com. That's ShirleyMCarter.com. And pass this show along. Email it. You can go to Blog Talk Radio at Soul Topics, you know, the website that you're listening to right now. And those that, if you are listening by phone, you can go to the Blog Talk site and download this show and play it over and over. And also you have the capabilities of emailing it to a friend as you would a YouTube video. So I encourage you to do that. And Thursday is Valentine's Day, and I pray that those of you that are in relationships will continue to forge forward in that, in love and in peace and grace and much mercy. And those of you that are not in a relationship, fret not. It's better to be alone than to wish you were. So enjoy yourself, love on yourself, be yourself, and remember, love affects our past, our present, our future. It's an emotion, a gift given to us from God, and it should never, ever hurt. I invite you to visit my website, www.FromTheSoulOfAWoman.com, and there you'll be able to order my books. I have From the Soul of a Woman, which is my signature story, that is there, along with Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future. And you can also download my PDF book, Unlimited Possibilities, The Roadmap to Restoration. That is my first book of motivation and inspiration. And it would definitely encourage you to move on to new levels. And I will be in Richmond, Virginia on the 23rd doing the Fight for Your Dreams tour. Continues on in Richmond, Virginia. You can go to my website, Events by Arise, eventsbyarise.com, and purchase your tickets. They're only $10 for the Richmond event. And those of you that have been listening to me and are in the Richmond area, email me at soultopics@gmail.com, soultopics@gmail.com, and you can be my personal guest. Just say I listen to your show and I'd love to come to the event, and I will put you on my guest list, my special friends. Just my way of saying thank you for being there. Thank you for tuning in every week and listening to the show and passing it along, and also supporting the vision I have for the soul of a woman with this Hot Topics from the Soul. And my guest, Shirley Carter. Shirley, any closing remarks once again for you?
I just want to say, you know, happy Valentine's Day to everyone that's listening and my listening audience, and to say that enjoy yourself, pamper yourself, and be good to yourself. I mean, if you're in a relationship or not, just, you know, love on yourself, love on your partner, love on your family, your children, grandchildren. Just spread a little love, even to a stranger. Just give them a smile. But happy Valentine's Day, and looking forward to being with you again next week. And Val, I'm wishing you all the best on, you know, this event coming up in Richmond. You know I want to be there, but I have to be in Gary, Indiana that weekend. So it's like Val and I both are on the road. We're going in different directions on some things, but we will come together at one of these events she's got, you know. So I encourage people that are listening in the Richmond area and the near surrounding cities, don't miss that treat, because Fight for Your Dreams is an event. If you're in the area and one is there, you don't want to miss it.
Okay, thank you so much, Shirley. Always a pleasure. Plum pleasing pleasure to have you by my side. And happy birthday. You celebrated your birthday on the 10th, correct?
Sunday. Yes, Sunday was the birthday, and it was an awesome day. But, you know, I celebrate, listeners, I celebrate the entire month, my birthday month. That has been something I've been doing for the last 10 years. The whole month of February, I celebrate.
I salute you. Happy birthday, my queen. Good night, and have a
Thank
blessed
you.
And happy
Good night.
Week.
All right.